USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is involved in the investigation of the deadly school shooting in Texas.
The FBI will continue to work around the clock with the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Uvalde Police Department and our other state, local, and federal partners to assist in any way we can.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray saying the tragedy involving children is heartbreaking. This as Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is expressing skepticism about adding any new gun control laws.
We need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis.
The governor believes there are solutions to ending violence, but not through new legislation. More baby formula arrived from Germany on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Baby formula flown over from Germany is arriving at an airport outside of Washington, D.C. First Lady Jill Biden and Surgeon General Vivek Murphy are on the tarmac to greet the arrival of the second shipment brought over under Operation Fly Formula. This as lawmakers want answers to the national shortage of baby formula.
The current formula shortage has real consequences. Babies and children are suffering. Parents are nervous wrecks trying to get this.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette opening a House hearing and arguing the crisis is having a disproportionate impact on low-income families. Johnny Depp is testifying about photos taken on his honeymoon with ex-wife Amber Heard in the final week of his defamation trial against her. The court showed a photo of the couple on the Orient Express from Bangkok to Singapore that had been earlier seen in the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Continuing coverage of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas that killed 19 children and two teachers, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says politicians have to work together to solve this issue.
If we can't get 70 or 75 senators that won't vote to have a common sense protection of your children and grandchildren, what in the world are we here for? What's your purpose for being in the United States Senate if it's not at least to protect the children?
He says red flag laws and background checks could be reasonable legislation. Red flag laws typically allow someone to report a gun owner to the state to have it removed temporarily if there is a concern. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun, and some are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. The president is sending allies to the Middle East.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's energy envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.